Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good to have you with us here today for another series of Read the Word. We're in the life of David the King, and it's going to be a really, 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 really good study. You know, David sinned a horrible sin. We just read about it. Today, we're going to see him write songs to God, repenting of that sin. And, of course, God forgave David because David was truly repentant in his heart. And when the prophet confronted him, he immediately said, "I have sinned." And yet, God chose to use David and Bathsheba to give birth to Solomon, who was the wisest and richest man that ever lived. And so, no matter where you ever been, no matter what's ever gone on in your life, God is continually working to get you in the right place in your life. Never give up. Chase him with all of your heart. Here we go. Let's pray our opening prayer together, like we pray every time we come here. Father, I open my spirit, soul, and body to be led by you today, so that Christ may dwell in my heart through faith, so that I will be rooted and grounded in love, be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height. So I will know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that I may be filled with all the fullness of God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Here we go. Psalm 32. The joy of forgiveness. A psalm of David, a contemplation. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. There's that word we keep talking about. In the Old Testament, their sins were not washed and purged, they were just covered. Blessed is the man whom the Lord does not impute iniquity, and who in whose spirit there is no deceit. You can find that in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, 17 through 21. When I kept silent, my bones grew old through my groanings all the day long. Day and night your hand was heavy upon me, and my vitality was turned into the drought of summer. So then don't keep silent. Speak faith. Verse 5, I acknowledged my sin to you, and my iniquity I have not hidden. I said, I will confess my transgression to the Lord, and you forgave me the iniquity of my sin. For this cause, everyone who is godly shall pray to you in a time when you may be found, surely in a flood of great waters. They shall not come near him. You are my hiding place. You shall preserve me from trouble. You shall surround me with the songs of deliverance. Selah. Verse 8. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will guide you with my eye. Do not be like the horse or like the mule, which have no understanding, which must be harnessed with a bit and a bridle, else they will not come near you. God is saying to David, don't be like that. Come near me. Even though you sin, come to me. Many people don't get this. When you sin, go to God, run to him. When you sin, go to the communion elements. It's where the blood of Jesus is. That's where his broken body that he took so you could be forgiven. Verse 10, many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he who trusts the Lord, mercy shall surround him. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, you righteous, and shout for joy, all you upright in heart. David, after his sin, just in contemplation, said, blessed is the man whose sins are not imputed against him, because his were not. Psalm 51. This is the classic of David's repentance. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies. Blot out my transgression. Now, you and I get that. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity. Cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgression, and my sin is always before me. Against you, and you only, have I sinned and done this evil in your sight, that you may be found just when you speak and blameless when you judge. Verse 5, behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me. Behold, you desire truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part you will make me to know wisdom. That's a promise. Once you've been born again, and God's on the inside, in the hidden part, you will know truth, and he will make you to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me hear joy and gladness, that the bones you have broken may rejoice. Hide your face from my sin, and blot out all my iniquities. By the blood of Jesus, all things are purged. Verse 10, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me by your generous spirit. When you do, I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners shall be converted to you. Deliver me from the guilt of bloodshed. He killed Uriah. O God, the God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of your righteousness. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth your praise. For you do not desire sacrifice, or I would give it. You do not delight in burnt offering. David had all the animals in the world. He could have sacrificed a huge sacrifice. 17. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart. These, O God, you will not despise. Do good in your good pleasure to Zion. Build the walls of Jerusalem. Then you shall be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offering and whole burnt offering. Then you shall offer bulls on your offer. You know, it's so amazing that you and I, by just one simple statement of saying, I receive you, all of this is put into motion, and your life is completely made free from sin. It's so simple. You just got to do it. Psalm 86, prayer for mercy with meditation on the excellencies of the Lord. David strengthens his prayer by God's power and goodness, and he desires the continuation of God's grace. Bow down your ear, O Lord, and hear me. For I am poor and needy. Preserve my life, for I am holy. You are my God. Save your servant who trusts in you. Be merciful to me, O Lord, for I cry to you all day long. Rejoice the soul of your servant, for to you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. For you, O Lord, are good and ready to forgive, abundant in mercy to all those who call upon you. Give ear, O Lord, to my prayer and attend to the voice of my supplication. In the day of my trouble, I will call upon you, for you will answer me. Among the gods, there's none like you, O Lord, nor are there any works like your works. There's only one God, and the rest of them are just idols. And you don't talk to them. There's only one God. Buddha ain't a God. Allah ain't a God. All them other things, they're not gods. They're not. 9. All nations whom you have made shall come and worship before you, O Lord, and shall glorify your name. For you are great and do wondrous things. You alone are God. Teach me your way, O Lord, and I will walk in your truth. Unite my heart to fear your name. Unite my heart to fear your name. I will praise you, O Lord, my God, with all of my heart. I will glorify your name forevermore, for great is your mercy toward me, and you have delivered my soul from the depths of Sheol. O God, the proud have risen against me, and a mob of violent men have sought my life, and have not set you before them. But you, O Lord, are a God full of compassion and gracious, long-suffering, and abundant in mercy and in truth. Turn to me and have mercy on me. Give strength to your servant. Save the son of your maidservant. Show me a sign for good, that those who hate me may see it and be ashamed, because you, Lord, have helped me and comforted me. Psalm 122. The joy of going to the house of the Lord. Can only imagine David's desire to get back in the presence of God after he sinned. Because he loved God and he chased God. Psalm 122, I was glad when they said to me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet have been standing within your gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built as a city that is compact together, where the tribes grow up, the tribes of the Lord, to the testimony of Israel, to give thanks to the name of the Lord. For thrones are set there for judgment, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper who love you. Peace be within your walls. Prosperity within your palaces. For the sake of my brethren and companions, I will now say, peace be within you. Because of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek your good. Now, turn with me to Hebrews chapter 9. I go here often. But I want to read this again. I'm not going to read the whole chapter, but Hebrews chapter 9. Verse 11. But Christ came as a high priest of the good things to come. Hold on just a second. Christ came as a priest of the good things to come with a greater and a more perfect tabernacle not made with hands, that is, not of this creation. Not with the blood of bulls and goats and calves, but with his own blood, he entered into the most holy place once for all. And that day they had to continually sacrifice an animal. But Jesus did it once for all, having obtained eternal redemption. For if the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of a heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctifies for the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, he was spotless, cleanse, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. For this reason, he's the mediator of the new covenant by means of death, for the redemption of the transgressions under the first covenant, that those who are called may receive the promise of eternal life. Verse 22, and according to the law, almost all things are purified with blood, and without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. And yet Jesus shed all of his blood for you and me. And all we got to do is avail ourselves to it, and our sins are washed away. Well, let's pray the prayer of salvation. No matter who you are, pray the prayer with us. And in the next 60 seconds, you will be right with God, all your sin wiped away. Pray this with me. Father, in the name of Jesus, you say, I know I need you in my life every day. And according to John 3:16, I know when I believe in you, you give me everlasting life, and I will not perish. Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God, and you rose again for me on that third day. Put your hands out and say, Jesus, I receive you into my life right now. All of your love, all of your mercy, all of your grace, Lord, all of your righteousness, filling every part of my life. In Jesus' mighty name, fill me with your Holy Spirit. Say it. So I live in power, understand the word of God, pray in my heavenly language, and live a successful life as a believer every day. I pray this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Now, if you prayed that prayer tonight, and you meant that from your heart, you might not even understand what it means. Whosoever shall be saved. Thank you, Jesus, that we are saved. Now, you might say, what do I do now, Pastor? Well, you've got a good company of believers. This one right here, this body of believers. Just join with us and learn. There ain't a person that comes here that if you apply yourself to what we teach you on a regular daily basis, daily, you will not be the same person in 6 months. You will have grown so much spiritually that your life will never be the same. And you'll just want more and more revelation, because we seek the revelation of God to change our life and go into this world and make a difference for other people. That's what we do. Jesus of Nazareth just filled your life. And he's the author and finisher of your faith. He's the light of the world. He is all truth, and you said all righteousness. And when you open the door and say, Jesus, come into my life, and with all of his fullness. And that's that overwhelming presence that you're experiencing in your life right now. Isn't it wonderful? He said, my sheep hear my voice, and they follow me. Every day when you wake up in the morning, begin to talk to the Father and say, Father, and then just talk to him about your day. He likes to hear about every part of your day. There's nothing in your day that our Father would say is too mundane. Nothing. Sins are washed away. You're made whole. They put my email address and website right down there in the notes of this program. And I encourage you to send me an email and say, Pastor, I just prayed that prayer. Help me walk with you. I got videos that I'll send you, YouTube videos, Facebook videos, that have already been made, and they're in a very open study format, communion service in them. You can study them at your own pace. And they're transforming videos. And we just want to get it in your hands so your life will never be the same. Share it with anybody. Honestly, share this program with people right in the notes. There's a link there that says the entire list. Send that link to people, and they can start in Genesis 1:1. And if they'll binge listen to the Word of God like people binge watch movies, they'd be caught up in a couple days, couple weekends, to where we are right now. We're reading through the Bible chronologically. It's a powerful, powerful study in Jesus' mighty name. Well, anything I can do you, any question, honestly, ask it. And if you send me an email and you don't get a reply, then make sure you send it again because it didn't get through. I used to think email was perfect, but it ain't perfect no more. This is Saturday morning, so Sunday morning, tomorrow morning, we're going to have communion, so make sure you're here. And the communion elements will be offered. We'll pray the prayer with you. Some of you, it'll be your first time, but it'll be all right. Those of you in other countries that receive communion different than me, it's okay. As long as the name of Jesus, the stripes of Jesus, the blood of Jesus is in that communion service, it's going to be all right. And that's according to Jesus through the Apostle Paul by the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name. Well, may you have a great Saturday. I bless your life and your family. If you're looking for a good church, this is one. Looking for a place to tithe, this is that place. Worship the Lord with your tithe. And I will be your pastor and help you walk with God. In Jesus' mighty name. Till we see you again tomorrow morning, this is what we say. Remember this. We love you, even on Saturdays. And God loves you every day, 24/7. And Jesus is Lord. See you soon.